Oh, let's give God a hand in the house this evening. You guys can have a seat. I'm glad you came. Look around. We've got some amazing people hanging out with us tonight. I'm glad you came to celebrate with us the birth of our Savior. Tonight, man, we're going to talk about Jesus being the light of the world. And you understand the principle that I've had the last couple of the last little bit that I've been going through is of, I'm going to back up a little bit. Can y'all see me better now? There we go. Am I in the sunlight, the daylight, whatever? I like being in the light. It's good. I like being in the light. The thought process of the information that the scripture has for us and then what it means to our lives. And then now that I have this information, what am I going to do with it? How many of you know it does no good to have information and not use it?
Sure.
Right? I can know everything about everything, but if I don't put it into action, as scripture says, faith without works is dead. Yeah?
Yep.
Knowledge without the using it, it doesn't do any good. It's the same as if we didn't have it. So tonight we're going to talk about Jesus, that he is our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. We've gone through the gifts that the wise men gave the last three services, and tonight we're going to talk about Jesus coming into the world. How many of you are glad for that this evening? He came just like you and I, lived a life on the earth, and we get to celebrate his birth. How many of you love birthdays? I love going to birthdays. I love having birthday parties. You know what? I like spreading it out. So there's a lot of people that are like, hey, this isn't the day that he was actually born. It's okay. I celebrate my birthday like for a month, right? Like July is my birthday. All of it. Even though it's the 27th is the day, I can celebrate it whenever I choose. Amen? We're going to celebrate tomorrow and this evening how good he is to us. And Jesus tells us this one thing. He says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And that's the whole purpose for him coming to earth. That's the whole purpose for us celebrating, for God sending him to us. And so tonight we're going to light some candles and we're going to talk about Jesus being the light of the world. How many of you know he's the light of the world?
Yeah,
there was darkness on the face. When we look in Genesis, it says, and the world was void and without form, and darkness covered the face of the waters. And then what happens? He said, let there be light. And we got a physical light. And we were born with our human nature. We were born, well, our sinless nature. We were born into this world having light inside. And through the fall of Adam and Eve, darkness came into the hearts of every man, scripture tells us. And he came so that that light could be reestablished in my life, in your life, and into the lives of everyone we come in contact with. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So in a little bit, I'm going to light this candle behind me. And it's going to represent Christ tonight. Because he is the reason for the season. He's the reason why we are here this evening. He's the reason why we dressed up. How many of you love dressing up tonight? Now I don't want to do it every day. But tonight was a lot of fun, right? I've enjoyed it. It's a good time. And we're going to celebrate even some more. So what I want to do tonight, we're going to sing some songs. I'm going to read some scriptures, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about Christ and what he means to you and to me and to those that are around us. So the first scripture we're going to look at tonight, I'm going to start reading in Luke chapter 2, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. And it says, in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius, I can't even say that name right. That's all right. Was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each in his own town. And when Joseph also went up from Galilee, from this town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. They came to a town called Bethlehem. We're going to sing of that town right now. Would you sing with us?
Old town of Bethlehem, how still.
They were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. As we talked about on Sunday, the king coming into the world without a place to be. The kingdom that he establishes and what he came to do was not understood by many. He was misunderstood. The plan of God is very seldom what we think it should be. Amen? He always does things differently than we do. The question, the thought process that I hear many preachers at this time talk about is do you have room for him? But what I want us to think about is the world right now and the way that they see Jesus. It seems sometimes like there's not room for him. It seems sometimes like in our society, it's everything but Jesus. But one of the things that we need to understand, that we need to remember, is we know who he is. We know who he is. We know what he came for. And we've accepted him. Hopefully. We'll talk about that a little bit more later. But one of the things that they could never understand in Jesus' life, when you looked at his life, they never got, was the fact that who is this person that can do these things? So as a young boy, he stood in the temple at 12 years old, and they said, "Why? Where is this wisdom coming from? Where is this? How is this able to happen?" As Jesus started his ministry and did different things, how is he able to do these things? Isn't that the son of a carpenter? He was misunderstood, and that's one of the major questions of this world, is who is Jesus? What is Jesus? And why does it relate to me? In this story, we see that Jesus was laid to rest in a manger. What child is this? What child is this?
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estates, where ox and lamb are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, that loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the son of Mary.
Let's sing it again.
This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the son of Mary.
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people." I want us to remember that sentence right there. Don't be afraid of what's coming. Don't be afraid of what you see. Don't be afraid when you don't understand, because Jesus has come. And we have the good news of great joy that will be for some people, only certain people, the ones that we really like. No, man, it will be for who? For all people. Jesus Christ came and did what he did. He was sent to this earth for everyone. The good news. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. One of the things that we need to understand is that Jesus isn't hard to find. God's word points out exactly where he's at and what he's done. It's not a great mystery. You understand that the wise men and the kings that we talked about these last 3 weeks on Sundays, where did they go first of all? To the palace where they expected to find the king. But the angels told the shepherds exactly where the Savior would be. Christ the Lord, this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace among those whom he is pleased." And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, and which the Lord has made known to us." Again, when the information of what Jesus is and who he is and what he's done is presented, it opens the door for action to come out of our lives, right? It opens the door for us to go and see and to do what the word says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
When we take this information, I hope and I pray that we do exactly what these shepherds did. It says they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby. Lying in a manger. Lying in a manger. They found him. How amazing would it be to have a host of angels show up in front of you and tell you something about Jesus? How easy would it be to believe, right, in Jesus and who he is and what he's done if a host of angels just showed up? Fortunately, unfortunately, that's not what faith is. Faith is believing in something that you can't understand, something that you can't see, and understanding that it's there for you and for me at the same time. Let's sing about the angels.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time behold him come, offspring of the virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh the Godhead seen, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with men our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that men no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Said, sorry, here I am. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light, and those who dwell in the land of deep darkness, the light shone on them. What does that say to us? That in the middle of our situation, in the middle of where we're at, he is there with us, and his light shines on us. And the other thing that we talk about, we're going to talk about that there is darkness in the world. You can see it. You can feel it. But in the middle of that darkness, there is a light that shines. We're going to do something right now. I'm going to ask Christy if you would cut off the lights for me. We're going to... Christy, I need you to cut the lights back on for me. I got ahead of myself. Not that one. That's it. That's the one. How many know things don't always go as planned? I skipped a whole section of scripture we need to go back to. Luke 2:16-18 says this. It says, and when they went with haste, they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told by them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. When you meet Jesus, when you come in contact with him, you can't help but telling people about it. You can't help but share what he's done. And they found him, again, laying in a manger. Let's sing about the manger.
Lay in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes. But little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky. Stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay. Close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care. And take us to heaven to live with thee there.
There's darkness around. You can see it, you can feel it, and in the middle of it, there's a light that still shines. The light of Jesus. It's not the darkness that gets rid of the dark. It's the light that dispels the darkness. Darkness that he's come to overcome in our lives. If you can cut the lights out for me. We're going to do it for real this time, y'all. One of the things that we understand is that his light is big enough to shine throughout the whole world. He doesn't need us to help. He doesn't need us to be a part of it. He doesn't need us to do it. But yet he still allows us to be a part of it. In the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14 and 16, it says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but they put it on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to the Father, which is in heaven." One of the amazing things about light, again, is that it dispels, that it takes away darkness, that it makes it so that there's no place for darkness to hide. There's no way to hide other things in the light. And this is one of the things that happens when the light of Christ comes into our lives. Now we're going to do this, and I ask that the kids would stay with their parents and that you would take close watch for them. This is a very old building. It is made of wood. It's already been through one fire. That's why we're only one story. So, in saying that, what I'd like for us to do is we're going to take just a minute, and I want to show you this principle. And remember, be very careful with this, and there is wax that comes off of these. I know this because I left some wax right there on the floor last year. It's still there. It reminds me of candlelight service every time that I see it. But the thing about it is that God, that Jesus, puts his light in each and every one of us. And then we have an opportunity to share that light. April, will you come here, please? And what I want you to do is see the impact that each and every one of us have when we do what he's called us to do. And what the wise men did is be impacted by Christ and then share what he's done and give the light to someone else and to someone else and to someone else. And as we continue to light these candles, we're going to sing. And then we'll talk some more about it.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and
things that you noticed, if you paid attention, when the lights came together, what ended up happening? Look how bright that flame gets. How much bigger it is when we work together, when we share what he's given to us. And then, again, what we do from there is we go out and impact the other people's lives that are around us, the people Christ put into our path. Look at the difference in this room. Look at the difference in what happens when we carry the light into the darkness.
This is beautiful.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And this is what ends up happening. I don't know if you noticed or not. My candle's gone out twice already. But it can always be relit.
Yeah, amen.
Can always be relit. Jesus is the reason for the availability for the light in our lives. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, Father God. We thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, for your grace that comes into our life, for sending your Son so that we can celebrate today, Father. We thank you for that. We ask that you would help us share your love, grace, and mercy, and the light that you've put inside of us with others. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Aaron, what'd you sing?
What do you want me to sing?
Whatever you want.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain. That's it. Let's do it. And you can blow your candles out now so the wax doesn't get on you. If you could cut our lights back on a little bit.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, oh, silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. And go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. And go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger the humble Christ was born. Then God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. And go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. That Jesus Christ is born. That Jesus Christ is born.
Hallelujah. How many of you are glad that he's born?
Yeah, amen, amen.
So let's do this. Let's go and tell everyone about it. Let's take what he's given to us and celebrate. Do you know what? The best gifts that you're given, you always share with other people. You know that, right? The first thing you do is what? You got this gift. You call people. Hey, guess what I got? Hey, look what I got. I get a new fishing rod. You know what I do? Rob, man, I got a fish. Here, let me send you a picture of it. Rob, right? We share the best gifts. How many know Jesus is way better than a fishing rod?
Amen.
He's way better than anything else that we could receive. And it's time for us to go out these doors and celebrate and share Jesus with everyone around us. Amen? Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, as we get ready to go out these doors, I ask that you would help us to see you in our lives, to share you, the best gift that we could receive, with other people, Father God. And I ask that you would help us now in all these areas and all these aspects of our life to see you and to give you glory, Father, and to draw people to you. In Jesus' name. And everybody said...